This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today, we're calling America to pray for those in the music industry. Music is such a vital part of all that we do at BPN Radio. And today we're going to have one of my spiritual granddaughters on, Ray Lynn. Here's her first hit song, and she'll be back in just a few moments to visit with us. Stay tuned on BPN Radio. Okay, there's Ray Lynn, her first hit song, God Made Girls, and my spiritual granddaughter. We're going to see if we can get her on the phone here and visit with her, give her a proper introduction. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio on this Wednesday, and good to have you praying with me today concerning the music industry songs. Someone told me a long time ago there is two types of music, good music and bad music. And some even some songs that we declare as Christian music may not be doctrinally correct or what have you. So good music, bad music, praying for those in the music industry. Going to see if I can get a hold of Rachel Lynn Woodward, better known as Ray Lynn. See if I can reach her on the phone today so we can visit with her. And let's see if the phone's going to ring. And
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. Evidently, she's not ready to talk yet. So, wow. Well, that's the way it works with some of your grandchildren, your spiritual grandchildren. They may not be involved in a schedule or what have you. So anyhow, we're gonna play some Ray Lynn music, and when I get her on the phone, we'll talk to her. And Rachel Lynn Woodward came into Gene and I's life when she was 6 years old in 2000, and not long after that, we adopted her as a granddaughter in our lives, and we followed her amazing journey. She has a lot to tell. And we're gonna try to get her on the phone and see if she answers the phone. And if she does, we'll go from there. If not, we're just gonna play another song. She has a new album out called Wild Horse, and she has a great song there that I like, and it's called Praying for Rain. We're gonna play that song, Praying for Rain. And we'll have Ray Lynn on with us today. Father, we just pray for rain, spiritual rain, as well as physical rain in many parts of the country. Here's Ray Lynn from her new album.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm just playing your song, Waiting. We're waiting for rain, and I'm waiting for Ray Lynn.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought that my phone was on, but I couldn't hear it. So, but I'm here with my Grandpa Dale.
Well, it's good to have you on today, Ray Lynn. I'm going to give you an introduction. You probably hadn't had an introduction like this, but it's good to have you. So I've got written down here, it's my joy to have my spiritual granddaughter and country music star Rachel Lynn Woodward, better known as Ray Lynn. Gene and I first met Ray Lynn in 2000 when she was 6 years old, and not long after that adopted her as our granddaughter. And so thankful we've watched her and been able to celebrate with her all along the way. When I gave her a prophetic word when she was 9 years old that one day she would be a country music singer, she did not like the word because she said, "I want to be a veterinarian." Ministering at her church, giving her hugs, and watch her grow up. There, we were there when she graduated from high school as valedictorian of her class, there to pray for her when she was in Los Angeles preparing to go on The Voice. Many times we prayed with her before she went on, and being able to pray for her from time to time, being able to fly to Nashville when she made her first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, and then, of course, last year being able to participate in her wedding, and watching her songs, watching Ray Lynn grow up to be a beautiful young lady, and watching her songs soar to the top of the country music chart, and her debut album, Wild Horse, landed within the top 10 on Billboard's All John Ray Album Sales Chart, and debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Country Albums Chart. Ray Lynn, is that a good introduction?
I think that's the best introduction I've ever gotten in my life.
I know you're just saying that because you're on the air with your grandpa, but I'm really delighted to have you, and I love to hear people's stories of how they got there. And following your career did not come easy. I know that you were diagnosed with diabetes when you were, what, 10 or 11 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And,
so I was diagnosed when I was 12.
12 years old. And I know that that has been a challenge, but I've seen you meet every challenge with great faith, and your love for Jesus, of course, is very evident. And today I'm calling America to pray for those in the music field, because music is so vitally important in our lives. And so I mix music with prayer. And I have so many, many friends that are in the music industry. And so I just love music. And I said a while ago, I was taught a long time ago, there's only two types of music. We used to say Christian music and worldly music, but there's actually only two types of music, and that's good music and bad music. I know you record good music. And I want us to talk a little bit about your journey, because a lot of people may not know that, you know, you met challenges over the years. I remember when you were, what, maybe 16, you went to L.A. and moved from your family. I know a family member went and stayed with you for, I guess, several months when you were trying to break into the industry.
Yeah, so I never knew. I knew that God wanted me in entertainment, but I didn't know what that was. I didn't know if that was singing or if that was acting or dancing. I didn't know, but I knew that I wanted to be in the entertainment field. And so I asked my mom and dad, like, if they would support me in this crazy dream of going to L.A. and really trying to make it as an actress at the time. And one thing about my parents, they've always been super supportive of whatever crazy dream that I had. And so I graduated early, top of my class, and I moved out to L.A. And as a 16-year-old, that's pretty crazy. I mean, Los Angeles is just very different from Baytown, Texas. If you've ever been to Baytown, it's a very, very small town.
Yeah.
And but I knew that God had me there for a reason, and so I went, and you know, I was there for almost a year, and my mom and dad said, okay, we can only afford you to stay one more month, so if something doesn't happen in this next month, like, you've got to come home. And I was like, all right, well, just please give me this one more month, you know, like, I promise, like, you know, I know I'm here for a reason. And literally in that a week before my lease went up, I met someone that completely changed my life and that saw something special in my music, and got me set up with a bunch of the writing community here in Nashville. And it's just like, you know, it took a year of me being in LA, and I didn't know why I was in LA, but I met some amazing friends and people that I'll know for the rest of my life there. And then also I met this connection that completely opened all the doors for me in Nashville, but it was through being in LA. And so I did hear the right voice to go there. And for a while I didn't know if it was right, but it was. And so I came to Nashville, moved back to Texas, and then started traveling back and forth to Nashville the whole summer. I was 17 years old. I would travel that whole summer and back and forth. And then somebody told me to audition for The Voice. And it was crazy because you gave me a prophetic word that told me that I was going to be on a show in L.A. You told me I was going to be on a show. And so I assumed in my head, oh, that means I'm going to make it on a show when I live there. I'm going to be on a sitcom or something like that. Mm-hmm. But no, it was The Voice. And mm-hmm. So I came back to Nashville, and then I auditioned for The Voice. And then that's when really just the doors started flying open. I made it to the top 100 and the top 50, and then I made it on the Blake's team. And it was crazy because we went back to L.A. and we had just left L.A. like literally 6 months before. So I knew where everything was. And it's just funny how God works in that way. And after that, you know, after The Voice was over, I turned 18, moved straight to Nashville. And I've been in Nashville for almost 5 years now. This August will be 5 years. And the time's flown by, you know, it's, the music industry is an amazing business to be in, but it's hard sometimes. You know, there's a bajillion artists on the street trying to make it. I mean, like, every time I'm driving to a writing session, I see another girl or a guy with a guitar on their back walking into a radio station or walking into a write. And so it's like we're one in a million here. Mm-hmm. And but I knew that God called me to be in country music or just in secular music and not in Christian music, because I want to be in a light in a dark place. And I know that this is where I'm supposed to be and what I really want to sing about, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just want to put out good music, because I believe that music can heal and music can lift up people's spirit. I know that it's done that for me throughout my whole life. When I would lead worship at church at Celebration in Baytown, like, music, it's crazy how music can make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And And if I can do that to somebody or change somebody's day by writing a great song and playing it, then I've done my job as an artist and as a person. And that's what we've seen with Love Triangle. Like, I wrote Love Triangle when I was 18 years old about my perspective of my parents' divorce and growing up stuck in the middle of two people that you love the most. And it's crazy because I've had three people come up to me and tell me that this song has saved their marriage. Wow. And they were going to get a divorce, and they didn't because of the song. And it just made me cry because it's like, that's what being an artist is all about. It's not about number ones. It's not about selling a million records. It's about empowering people and changing a conversation and, you know, being a light. That's what music's about, and in healing people. And it's been really cool to see with my recent single that that's been happening.
Well, I know that... you believe in divine appointments and divine connections. I know that you believe in the prophetic. And I'm so thankful that God has directed your steps and given you favor. I do believe that God put you in the secular music world to be a light, as you said, in a dark place. And I know that you are certainly doing that, lifting up the name of Jesus. And I'm very, very proud of you. And I just know that God has some wonderful things for you, directing your footsteps. You got lots of fans because, Raylan, you are so warm and so friendly. I told somebody the other day, what you see on videos and what you see on stage is exactly who she is. She loves life. She loves fun. And I've never seen you when you weren't smiling or laughing, having a lot of fun. You're a blessing. You're a blessing to Gene and I. And, of course, we follow your progress. Your recent hit song, I know it's gone really high on the charts, Love Triangle. I'm gonna play that in a little while after we talk a little bit and you pray, but it might be a good time to talk about why you wrote the song, and maybe we could pray about some people that are caught in a love triangle. Maybe, you know, there's just a lot of divorces happening, and I know that it was a pretty bold to write this song and to sing this song. And tell us a little bit about the background about Love Triangle.
So, you know, I wrote Love Triangle when I was 18 years old, and the other two people that I had written with the song with, they kind of came from both of them came from different scenarios of a love triangle, but both from, you know, just separated parents and that kind of thing. And we all started talking about, you know, how it felt to be a kid stuck in the middle. And you know, even though divorce is hard, I mean, my parents have been amazing. Like, my mom and dad, anything that I've ever wanted, they've given me. Every dream that I've had, they've been over backwards to make it happen. But, you know, there's still some things that, have, you know, you go through. Like, and me being stuck in the middle, and I always felt like that was one of them, and kind of walking on eggshells and that kind of thing. And I know that I'm not the only kid that's felt that way. And it's not like they can help it. I mean, it's just the nature of divorce, you know, it's just how it is. And I had the idea of Love Triangle, the title, and I didn't know what the song was going to be about, but we were all kind of talking about our scenarios of being a kid, a child of divorce. And when I said Love Triangle, it was like all of us had a light bulb go off on our head right then. And we were like, oh my gosh, we haven't even written this song yet, but I think it's going to be awesome. and we got this idea, and we literally wrote this song in an hour and a half. We wrote it so fast. And I just honestly believe we wrote it so fast because it was just meant to be in the world. And I've fought for this song. I've, you know, been fighting for this song to be a single for 5 years now. And to see it out and to see it doing so well is amazing. I mean, it has over 15 million streams. Wow. On Spotify.
Wow.
And that is just powerful. And that just goes to show that music heals, and what you're putting out there is really affecting people. And that's why I'm very careful about what I pick as singles and what I put on my records, because, you know, we're, as an artist, you're feeding a generation, and you want that, you know, you want what you're putting out there to be positive and uplifting or healing in some way. And so that's why I'm very particular about what I put on my record as well.
I agree. Well, you certainly have a great message. And of course, your video of Love Triangle has been on the charts for many times over the several weeks. You've reached a lot of people, Ray Lynn. You certainly have an audience, and you are speaking to them. I'm excited about your new album. I was listening to it this morning while I was on the treadmill walking, and there's a lot of great songs. I believe a lot of several potential number one songs there from your album. And one of your songs that we've really not talked about was Diamonds. I was listening to that. You talked about how important that the wedding ring was. You just have some great messages, and I'm really excited about what's going on. What are some things coming up that you could talk about? Some things that you have on the horizon or on your schedule?
Yeah, well, we are. I'm super excited. I'll be on Seth Meyers, the late night show in New York, which is such a great opportunity, next Thursday, live. So I'll be doing that in New York, and then I have doing my own tour. You know, being a new artist and doing your own tour is kind of, it's really stepping out in faith. So I'm just praying that they sell well, and it's really fun because it's my own show, and I'm really excited to do my thing and it'd be kind of, you know, everything is orchestrated by me, and that's going to be really fun. I'm doing that tour, and then I get to see my husband. My husband, you know, has been gone. He's serving in our military, and mm-hmm. he's been at training mm-hmm. for the last 65 days, and yeah. I get to see him in 9 days, and I'm so excited about that. I'm probably more excited about seeing my husband than anything else I've got going on right now.
That's good. That's good. Well, you have a wonderful husband. I call him Joshua because he's a mighty man of God. I really love him. I love his spirit. So thankful that I got to participate in your wedding. I know that you guys have a bright future. And what could you say to young artists that want to record, want to write songs? How can they break into the music world? I know it's like you said a few minutes ago, it's a very competitive world out there. And there's a lot of competition, but I know that all things are possible. And
yes.
You sing these words in your song Young with you and your cousin Leland, who sings the theme song here for this program. You sing the song Young, and when you're young, you can dream, you can forgive, you can dream. And I think that's very, very important. So, share a few words with young people that are trying to break into the music industry.
I would say the biggest thing that I've learned in the last 5 years of being in Nashville is my success as an artist or as a person is going to look different than the person on my left or the person on my right. And you can never compare yourself to anybody else because your path is different. Like, God has a unique path for everybody. Some people have instant success. Some people it takes 10 years. Some people it takes 20 years. And some people it takes 6 months. But you can't compare yourself to anybody because your path that's unique to you is perfect for you. And, you know, there's so many times that I was like, why am I even doing this? It's taking too long. It's like, you know, it's never going to happen. And that was just the devil just telling me that, you know, planting those, you know, just seeds of doubt in my heart. But the more you press on, the more you just be yourself. Like, I think that's another thing that I've learned is, you know, I've tried on every kind of, you know, outfit when it comes to music. Like, oh, I should put this kind of stuff on my record or this kind of this and this kind of this. But when I decide, you know what, I'm going to make the record that is most unique to me. And if I had nobody telling me what to do except me, myself, and I, what would I put together? Like, what is my favorite 12 songs? When I just quit listening to everybody else's opinion and I went with my gut, that's when the magic of my record happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what every artist should know is it takes time to figure out what your unique perspective on the world is and your unique writing skill is. But mm-hmm. once you figure that out, you just got to trust your gut. And not compare yourself. I think that's been the hardest part for me is I always, you know, compare my success on somebody else's success. And that's not how the world works. Like, everybody's path is different. And that's the biggest piece of advice that I could give any artist, is if you really want this, it'll happen, but everybody's timing is different.
Well, that is really good counsel. I'm gonna have you to say a prayer in a few moments, however the Holy Spirit leads you. I know that you were raised up in a very godly family, and of course, Gene and I are connected with your entire family. Your mom has a program here on VPN Radio, Kelly Hargraves, 1 and 7 o'clock every Wednesday. And of course, your mom, Callie, your dad, Barry, and your sisters and brothers, and your Uncle Todd, and Aunt Cindy, and your cousin Leland, cousin Jack, and cousin Shelley. I just know that you are surrounded by a lot of people that love you, pray for you, and support you. And family support is very, very important.
It really is. I mean, being in an industry like I'm in, if I didn't have the support of all my family and my husband, it would be hard. But, you know, I definitely have incredible people around me.
Yes, you do. Well, Raylan, it's so good to have my spiritual granddaughter on today. And your Uncle Todd's going to play a little worship music here. And I'm just going to have you to say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit leads you. You can go for it.
Well, I thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done in my life and that you're going to do in people's lives that listen to this, God. And I pray that any dream that any young person has, or anybody, that you would just make it happen, Father, and that you would just show them that, you know, that their light means the world. And I pray that, you know, anybody that's hearing this will be inspired to follow their dream and to do whatever they want to do, and know that they can do it through you, God, and they could be a voice for you in a dark place, and that they just don't have to work for a church or for, you know, a Christian organization, but that they can be in a secular world and be a light for you, God. And I thank you for everything that you're doing in each and everybody's life that's listening to this, God. And I love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very, very much. How do people, I'm sure most people know how to get in touch with you, but your website, or how do they connect with your music? I know they can purchase your music on iTunes.
Yes. On Twitter, it's @Raylan, and then everything else is Raylan Official. And then to get tickets to my shows or anything, it's raylan.com. That's how you get a hold of me. I'm pretty active on all of that stuff, and I would love to chat with you guys.
Okay. Well, I encourage everybody to attend one of your shows, your concerts, buy your music. They'll be so blessed. And I'm going to play one of your songs right now. I sure love you very much. Rachel Lynn Woodward.
Thank you, Grandpa Dale.
Ray Lynn.
I love you.
You're a blessing. You have a good day. Thanks for being on today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Sitting on the front step, little white suitcase. Hearing that diesel before it hit the front gate. His headlights burning down a Friday night. Southern Belle statue standing in the screen door, watching her whole world head for an old Ford, with a man that can look her in the eye. Then I run to him, big hug, jump in, and I cry for her out the window. Some mamas and dads try. in a love triangle.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Thank you. you just close your eyes and raise your hands towards heaven right now? God, we ask for your healing waters to flow in this place tonight. God, would you open up the windows of heaven and would you flood our hearts with your healing power? Oh God, we ask for you tonight. God, would you heal the brokenhearted? God, would you restore the broken things? Only you, God, only you are the healer. Only you, God, we turn our eyes towards you. Oh God, send your healing waters in this place. Can you ask him tonight? Send your rain. Send your rain, God. Would you just flood this place tonight? Oh God, would you heal?
The things of the earth.